Yandach Lamedzayin Amedalev Kinaan Hosam. This is towards the bottom of the Yomit. Amalve Eschaveiroi Mois Alamashkin. A person lent money Alamashkin. Amaisa Eshtaraisa Lebezin. In these two cases, Ein Meshamten. There's no Din Shemitah. The Gemara says, Bishloim emeise shtareisa of the Besen, the Tofsi lehu beidine. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, the Tofsi lehu beidine, tefkeiron hefker, igabi malve lekerinem bei lo yigais. And she mentioned this a few times, that Bezin is Bekayach Lahavke Mamin Haloyve. So there's no Gezel Bekadin. And there's no Lav of Layigais because he is not the Negis is Bezin. Bezin is Gaive. He's Negis the Tzeirach Bezin. He was given over to Bezin. So Memele does not make him, not the Malva. So the Tafsi Lahu Beidine, the lesson of the Gemara is unclear, so what was Bezin Taifes? He says, the Gviya is to Bezin. It's Bezin's Gviya, it's not his Gviya. Ela Malva la Mashkin my time, but here he's the Goyve. So why is there no Din Shemitah? Oma Rove Mishum the Tofis la. He's Tofis in the Mashkin. The Sarashi says the Einoi Naiksoi the Toivoi Klum. There is no negisa and no tviya from the leiva. That means he's tough. The mashkin is like a gevaine. Like this, the chayv was nigveshoy. He can't mon anymore from the leiva. Cause man, he has the mashkin. The lav is not allowed to be negus from the loiva. I'm toughest in the mashkin, which that's b'mokim gevayne. If he wants to be mesalik me, he wants to give me money to take back the mashkin. No, that's his cheshbon. Abol mitzad the etzem tvisis hamashkin. The mashkin is govoy. The chayv is this is a gviya. The mashkin is nitten legviya. So there's no negisa anymore from the loiva. And then he makes over Tevei Klum. He's toughest in the mashkin. Oma le'abaye. Ela miyata hilvo v'dol b'chatzere. What will be the din if he lent the money in his dol b'chatzere? He's living in the chatzah. The toughest late is also toughest, he's living in the chotza. Ochinami belay mishamet. So also won't be mishamet. The toughest late. O malay shani mashkin the konilay midrab yitzhok. Mashkin metautalin is different. The konilay midrab yitzhok. Doma rab yitzhok minayin lebal choyv shekoyne mashkin. How do we know that a Baal Chayv is koina mashkin shenema alachoti yetzedoke, that the malve will be mekai mitzvah tzedoke? Imeine koine tzedoke minai. It's the gather of tzedoke is the person is noisen mishaloi lechaveiroi. Now here it says, bachzores hamashkin, it says that the malve is mekai mitzvah tzedoke. So Al Kolchok that he was kind of Damashkin, he has a kinyan in Damashkin. Is Mikan Le Bal Choyv Shekoyne Mashkin. What does Rashi say? Shani Mashkin the Metautali, the Konile Le Malve. The Malve was kind of ואם עובד חייב בחיוסוי. דלושן אב רשי is a little misleading. רשי says, ואם עובד, שיטס רשי is in many places, איסוס הוא חלק על רשי, but שיטס רשי is חייב באונסן. מה דווקא ממובד? That's true, ואם עובד חייב בחיוסוי, but he's חייב באונסן. So what does that mean? So that means that, mitzad the tvisas amashkin, the chayv is gover already. If he lost, if there was an oynis, it was nemas mimeno the mashkin, so he'll come to the loivis, so the loivis says, I'm sorry, the chayv was paid up already. If you give me back the mashkin, I'll give you money. But, Kozma, you don't give me back the mashkin. So if I count, the chayv was paid up through the mashkin. That's called a gviyas achayv. Hilkach ki gavui nami domi linyan shviyas. So since he's, if it'll be nenas, he's chayiv bonson, so it's considered gavui. Even though the leiva could be misalik and bezuzi, so about koponim, about agavi onson, it's considered, Kozman is not misalikim, it's considered that the chayv was nigver ready. So memele, hilkach, b'kigovi nami dami linyin shviyas. Now, from the Ritas Loshon of Rashi, Rashi does not differentiate between a mashkin b'shas alvo or a mashkin shaloi b'shas alvo. Let's just say terminology, a mashkin shaloi b'shas alvo is that there was an agreement that the chayv should be paid up in a certain zman, and the zman came and the leiva didn't pay up. So he gives him a mashkin. So Bemison, with this mashkin, he could go to Besdin and be gave ready the chayv from this mashkin ready. This is a mashkin l'shem gviya. That's a mashkin shalei b'shas alvo. A mashkin b'shas alvo means it was given to him right away b'shas alvo. We'll see in Taisus there's chilukim between these two, but Rashi doesn't seem to differentiate between a kind of a mashkin we're speaking about. Let us see Taisus. The toughest lay perish b'teiris mashkin v'darshinen b'sefri the loy shel ochicha biyodecha. That if it's shel ochicha is biyodecha, you have already biyodecha shel ochicha, so there's no din of there's no iser negisa. Now, again, Rashi did not bring droshes. Rashi did not bring a sefri. Rashi held, if it's koni ligavayne, veini noikse v'teiver klum, that means the mashkin, it's considered as a gvias achayiv, even though it gave him a salak me mezuzi, but because man is not a salak me mezuzi, it's called the chayvas govui. So Rashi didn't have no need of sefris, adroshim as sefri, shelochicha biyadecha, which was the Taisvis. I mean, it said, Taisvis learns it's not koni at all. And that's we need a sefri. But Rashi seems it's koni legviya. Elo miyata hilvo vidor b'chatzeiroi. He lent him money and he was dor b'chatzeiroi. Ein leforish de parich mehilvo shaloyal chatzeiroi. So Tais, the loshon of Gemara hilvo vidor b'chatzeiroi, could seem that it means there were two different things. He lent him money, and he's dor bechatzeire. The dira bechatzeire has nothing to do with the halvo, but he's dor bechatzeire. So Taisu says, no, that's not pshat. Ein leforish teporch mehilvo shaloy al chatzeire. The halvo was not al chatzeire. That means the halvo vidor bechatzeire. Midalei nokat hilvo v'yesh loy mashkin biyodei. The Gemara should have asked, why he jumped to chotzer? Yilvol v'yesh le'mashkin b'yodeh, v'yesh le'mashkin b'yodeh, the Masha explains, as follows, that means, let us say, if the Gemara means to ask, if the Gemara means to ask from a case that it's his toughest, and it's not mitzat this halva, so why do you have to jump to chotzik and ask a better kasha? Hilvo v'yesh loy mashkin b'yodeh. That means as follows, that Reuven lent Shimon $100 Reish Chodesh Nissan. Shimon gave him a mashkin worth $300. Fine. So now Reuven has a mashkin of $300 for the choiv of Reish Chodesh Nissan. Reish Chodesh Iyar, he lends him another $200. Now, but he give him a mashkin on this. So, if the Gemara, that's how the Masha says Pshat, if the Gemara means to ask, if the Gemara means to ask from a mashkin, that it's tough, the Gemara took the words literally, the toughest lay, as long as it's toughest lay, it's not mishamit, so what will be, so tzmashav hevov, yesh lay mashkin b'yodai. If toughest lay, the criteria is toughest lay. By me, it's toughest another $200 from the loive, and the din is, it is mishamet. So, the Gemara have to jump to chotzer. If the Gemara means by chotzer, that it's the halvo was not al chatzeroi, shulvo shaloi al chatzeroi. He speak by a mashkin also, that I have a mashkin biyoda, but since the mashkin was not given for this halvo, so memele it will not accomplish that this halvo should not be nishtamit. Ela poichivo al chatzeroi, v'do bechatzeroi. Speaking about, he lent him money al chatzeroi, v'dor b'chatzeroi. That means this is the mashkin, and the shimush of the dir and the chotzer will eventually pay up the chayv. So they're making a cheshbon, the chayv, $25 a week till the chayv will be paid up. Which the halach is that the halach is mishamet k'demuchik b'perikes ha'nershe. V'mrin in ha'im mashkante ba'asna de misalki shviyis mishametes. A mashkin that is bekoyach for the loive to be misalik the malve bezuzi. So memeli shviyis mishametes. So it's not called I have a bailis in the chotzer. It's called now, I have schusei shimush. But it's not called that the choyv, so every day I'm mishamish, I'm being menake achelik of the choyv. But it's not considered that I possess the chotzer, because yen it could be misalik me bezuzi whenever he wants. So that is, I have no bailus in the chotzer. I'm only deriving benefit from the shimush of the chotzer, so that was menake, whatever the mach was. Of al kaponim, so we see where it's yochel is luki, I'm not called a bailim. That's the Gemara's kasha. You tell me tofes lay. But a tofes lay, the yochel is luki is not considered a bailim. Shvis is mishamit. So therefore, the Gemara is going to come to say with Exeris HaKosov over here. There's Exeris HaKosov of Rabbi Yitzchak, Bal Chayv Kayna Mashkin, Bay Mashkin Metaltalim. That means we're talking about, so the Gemara is coming, Einach Hanami Yochel Esluki, by a Karka is not considered is not considered Shelochicho Biyodecho in order to be Meinea Shmite. But a mashkin metaltum with Rabbi Yitzchak's posik, here we have a posik by a mashkin metaltum, it does have, he acquires certain kinyonim that is sufficient that it's called shalochicha biyodech. Shani mashkin the koni lay mid Rabbi Yitzchak. Vim taima. והוד רב יצרוק, דהו דין אוב רב יצרוק, that is called קונילי, that he has a קניין, איש שלוי בשעס הווסוי, כדמרינן בהאומנן, ובשילי פרק הדיונה, והוכר המל ועל המשקן קטוני, ומשמר בשעס הווסוי, כדמרינן הוסם ואידי ואידי הובול על המשקן קטוני, which means בשעס הווסוי. בין צבור לחלק בין המל ולהלבו, הלבו על המשקן מן שעס הלבוסוי, והמל ועל המשקן של מין שלא בשעס הלבוי, זה לא מספר. Now, I just want to say one word, before we go further, Taisvis brings sugyas, and but Matthia, that the Gemara differentiates between a mashkin that the whole Rav Yitzchak was only said by a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo, and that's why Taisus has problems over here. Now, Bachreinim say, that Eitzah brings down, I'm not mistaken to say, for Tumas brings down from Rabbeinu Ephraim, that these sugyas are complicated sugyas, and others want to say that the Maskanas HaGemore is not like that. There's zikha such a tzad in the Gemore that Rabbi Yitzchak is only speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo, but lefi ha'emes, there's no difference. And that's how Rashi learned, and so the Gemore that the Taisus brings down is Taisus understood the Gemore remains with this, so Taisus has a problem. Rashi learned the Gemore was chayse. Okay. So now Taisus has a problem. The Gemara in Bava Metzia differentiates between a mashkin b'shas halvo, and a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. And here we're speaking about a mashkin b'shas halvo, so we lost our Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, if you're bringing Rav Yitzchak is speaking about a different type of a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Va'oi, בפרק הזו ופרק הדיון המשמד, that's if we'll, this is the first קש is a קש in דיגדוק, המל ועל המשקן, it would seem in דיגדוק means המשקן בשעס הלו, just like the Gemara says, הלו על המשקן means המשקן בשעס הלו. The קש number two is, ואית בפרק הזו ופרק הדיון המשמד, נעמי ואפילו בשעס הלו, שיהיה ממשמד. This הלוכה, forget about Digduk. The halacha that a mashkin b'shas halvo is not meshamet. Gabi malva al hamashkin. Malva al hamashkin. So that's the same lotion like if ain't a shovel lepalge. The kama Rav Shimon Gamliel, the ain't a meshamet, perish mashe keneged hamashkin. The mashkin is worth half of the choy. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, so half of the choy is not meshamet keneged hamashkin. Rav Yehuda Anosi Sover the Mishamet Mishum Dlei Tofes Lei Elo Lezichrein Dvorim Ba'alme. I mean, since this Mashkin is not the complete value of the Choyv, so this Mashkin is only Lezichrein Dvorim, so Memele, so it's Mishamet. V'haynu Al Kochach B'Mashkin B'Shas Al-Vosoy. To say such a statement, that the mashkin is a mashkin lezichrein dvorim, that only makes sense if it's a mashkin b'shas alvosoy. The b'shaloi b'shas alvosoy, if the mashkin was taken shaloi b'shas alvo, that means we came to the malva, came to the leiv rabbi, there was an agreement. This man peroin came, I want peroin. So she says, well, I have a mashkin, let me give you this mashkin. It's not worth the whole chayv, it's worth half the chayv. This mashkin is zich and dvorim, good morning. We're past that already. Maybe you forgot. I'm up to gvi already. So this mashkin zich can't be zich and dvorim. So Al Kochoch, the memory of Rav Yehuda Anosi that says since it's only after Choy, it's a mashkin that's not bekoyach to avoid that there should be a din shmita because it's zichet vov. Al Kochoch, that's because of a mashkin b'shasavu. And Al Kochoch mashkin b'shasavu soy. The shaloi b'shasavu soy. My the mishkein shokel a gevainer shloibish hasavu. I'm taking from gevainer. Vafilu hoch. So akuponim. So you seek law. So tzichas speaking about a mashkin b'shasavu. And the whole machlokes is if it's palge, if it's since b'shasavu and it's palge, so memel then it's tzichin dvor. Aba mashme. Well, my Yeshua, my Mashki can get love, but I ain't in Misham. It's like, the whole Rabbi Yudah Nossi is Vavke. Because since it's Palge, so it's Zichin Vav. So we're speaking about a Mashkin B'Shas Ovo. A Mashkin B'Shas Ovo is not Misham. And we're bringing Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Yitzchok is a Mashkin Shalai B'Shas Ovo. So this is a problem, a big problem. The Yeshleima, the Mistava Leila Hashas, may acher the Konilei mit der Rabbi Yitzchok, Shaloi Bishas Alvosoi. Since Shaloi Bishas Alvo, he has a kinyan in the Mashkin, is Olim Nami Shibudei Bishas Alvo the Loi Mishab. So the Shibud, that he has in this mashkin b'shas alvo. Now we have, there's no kinyan. The kinyan is shaloi b'shas alvo. But the shibud he possesses now in the mashkin is a shibud olim. The loy mishame, this is not mishame, the kerin and bay, v'loy shalochicha biyodech. This is called Shalochicha B'yodef. Now, to understand a little what Taisvus is saying, L'chayre, Pshat and Taisvus is as follows. A mashkin Shaloi B'shah Salvo is a mashkin L'tzayrech Gviyeh. We'll see from Taisvus later, it didn't become his legamri. We'll see from Taisvus that he's not chayiv ba'onsin, the way Rashi says, Rashi learns this episode, it's a gviyah, a mashkin shaloi b'shah salvo, Taisus learns, he's only chayiv b'gneva v'aveda, so it's still the loivers. There's a certain kinyan, which we will see, that he acquires shaloi b'shah salvo. B'shah salvo, he doesn't have this kinyan either. But what does he have? He has when the mashkin was given to him, so the mashkin was given to the malve if and when the zman peroim will come and you will not pay up, automatically I'll get this chus what everyone gets by a mashkin shalai b'shah sabo. That means automatically it will become a mashkin shalai b'shah sabo when the zman peroim comes. So this is considered a shibud olim. Why is this considered a shibud olim? Because every shibud needs a new gvir. You have to handle, you have to take. It's payeda. I don't have to do anything, Gavedi. It'll come this man peroin and it's not paid up. Automatically I get this schus in the mashkin that everyone gets shaloi b'shah salvo. So I get Rabbi Yitzchok's kinyan, I'll get it automatically. So the Gemara is saying, Misvore, if I possess now something, that when this man Peroin will come, I'll acquire automatically a schus in this mashkin, the schus of Shaloi B'Shasavo. So now B'Shasavo, this is called a Shibud Olim. It's not a portion of the Shibud. Every Shibud is dependent. I have to be Goyve. I have nothing yet. I have schusim to get, to be goyved. Here it's more than that. I have a schus, I have a shibud in this mashkin that I will acquire automatically a kinyan if he won't pay up. So this is called a shibud olim.
And the Shibud Olam, the Gemara said, that's why Tosfos brought down the Sifri in the beginning of the Sugya, Shelachicha Biyadecha. So Chazal, a Shibud Olam is also enough. It doesn't say it has to be yours. It doesn't say that the Chaim was Digbe. Oh, but it's Shelachicha Biyadecha. You have it in your hands already. When Shalom Bishas Avor will come, you'll become automatically yours. That's called Shalachicha Biyadecha. So a Shibud Olim Shaps Halachas. V'chein Tzorich L'Farish, so Tosfos says, I'm telling you, big chidushim. He says, forget about our Gemara, there's other Gemaras you have to say this. The Perik Korsha, the Maisi, the Rab Yitzchak, Gabi Yisrael, Shehilvo, La'ovid, Kechovim, Alchem Tzoy. Now, Yisrael, Shehilvo, La'ovid, Kechovim, Alchem Tzoy. Now, Hilva means Zichaklo, Bishas Avo. So what happened? A Yisrael lent money to a goy, and the goy gave the Yisrael a mashkin. Gemara also brings Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, and they're talking about Peshas Halvor, and the Yid is over Bal Yira. Now, what's Chad over there? What is Chad over there? So you also have to say the same shtick to you. You have to say the Olim Shibude. Here, the Yid has a starker, the Yid, the Malveh, is a starke shibud on the chometz of the goy. Afilu b'shas alvos. Again, because when it'll come, the zman peroin, automatically he'll acquire kinyonim without a new gviya, without a deal. So there, the mikri shaloch lave b'bal yiro. So at bal yiro, it's called shaloch already. That's called you possess a pschusim, a bailus, and for bal yiro, this is sufficient. Hoyo, shaloi b'shas avo koni legamri, because when it'll come, shaloi b'shas avo, you'll get a kinyamamish. So it's called now shaloch. So you look at me with a klumoik shalach, please. I mean, olam shibud, no, but when you need why an esrig, you won't say such a thing. No, it's called, so when it comes to chomet, it's called shalach. So Taisa says, listen, the shalach by chomet doesn't have to be as a brisker shalach, it has to be yours l'chol adayis. Vafilu mekabu pekodin me'ovet kechonin. If a person is mekabel a pekodin from a goy, Imikabel achayis mechayvelei bebal yiro. It's also chay bebal yiro. So that's also considered like yours, since you're achroi for the goy's chometz. So you see, by chometz, the shalach to be over bal yiro does not mean it has to be shalach bechol inyanim. Epis avaylus is sufficient. Some emailus of a kelt. So that's what Tosfos is saying. Legabi shmita shalach icha biyadecho. Is sufficient a shibud olam. By chometz to be over bal yiro, if it's a shibud olam, it's also considered shalach. Because you have a right only in a mamish a shalach, because kabbalas achayis, and chometz shalakum is also called shalach. Now, then another thing, v'oimit kechavim shilva li Yisrael al chem tzoy. If a guy lent a yid money, and the Yid gave the guy chometz as a mashkin, he had a koni oivet kechavim mi Yisrael, they said the Gemara, v'yistais em sochem, if a Yid would have a kinya mashkin, le mechayim Yisrael, if a le mashkin ay b'shan salvo, so the Yid would not be oivet bal yiro, if a guy doesn't have kinyan mashkin, so this whole olam shibudi doesn't work, because he doesn't have a chlal kinyan mashkin. But if a goy would have kinyan mashkin, it's mavur in the sugir, that the yid wouldn't be over bal yiro, because it's olam shibudi of the goy. Now this is oichet modna, it's aklach modna, but it's my chometz. The goy doesn't have bailus in it, it's my chometz. Afilu mashkenoi b'shas avo mishim dolim shibudai. D'lechoshiv motzi b'yad Yisrael. Here the lomdus is not to be over. You need motzui. Doshini lo yimotzi mishamotzi biyodoi, the muta yichad lo yibayis afil akibul olo zachayis, kedemrini beperikama de psoch. The Gemara says that if a Yid was mekabel achayis on chometz, and the mokim achometz was miyachet for the goy, so he's not over on bal yirah. So we see that something that's nimtzo b'rishusoy shalaku, even though the Yid was mekabel achayis, kabolas achayis makes it like the nifkat, makes it like the Yid, but since it's b'rishusoy shalaku, so it's not considered motzui eitzel di Yisrael. So over here also, since it's b'rishusoy shel akum, and the goy has a shibud olim, and the chometz has not considered motzui eitzel di Yisrael, so the Yisrael would not be over if the anakum would have a kinyan mashkin. A shibud olim, and b'rishusoy makes it not motzi by the Yisrael. Umiyu. So al koponim, so what do we have over here? We just learned as a concept of shibud olam, which is only applicable if you hold bal chayv koyin amashkin, hold rabbi Yitzchok shtik Torah. And this concept of Shibud Olam works by Shemitah, it's called Shalachicha B'yadecha. It works also by Chometz, it's called Shalcho, Umiyu, B'perikam de Kedushin. Gabi Kitcho B'mashkin da'acherim. A person was Mekadish B'mashkin da'acherim. The Mekudeshes, she's Mekudesh. Umaisi Midrab Yitzchak. Now, what happened over here? The case over here was as follows. The case over here was that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and he gave him a mashkin. Shimon has a mashkin from Reuven. Now, Shimon goes over to Rochel, and he gives her this mashkin. He says, "I have mekudeshes liba mashkin zu." So the Gemara says she's mekudeshes because of Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, "Bal choyv kaina mashkin." Now Tosis is going to have a pilpul. What kind of a mashkin are we speaking about? The Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says that she's mekudeshes al Rabbi Yitzchok. Do we say we're speaking about Tafka Mashkin Shalom B'Shas Halo? Or do we also say this magic Indian of Olam Shibudai? Since it's Olam Shibudai, keep it Makadish and Isha also. That's Taisvis Sufik by us. Taisvis is going to say that Gemore Olam Shibudai will not help. And there you need mamish a mashkin of shaloi b'shas halbo. That's what Taisus is going to say over here. That's what Taisus of Dushin says. Not like that it's teaching about the Lord b'shas halbo, but our Taisus says not to say. Umiyu b'per kamba de Dushin gabi kitcha b'mashkin da'acherim the mekudeshes umaisi b'darab Yitzchok. Zorch loymer de davke b'mashkenoi sheloi b'shas halvosoi mikudeshes. There it's speaking about his mekadesho with amashken sheloi b'shas halvo. De b'perik ho umne mashme, de loy mahani de Rabbi Yitzchok l'ishaye bonds. Now, Taisus again is going over to a gemore in Bob Metzia, and Taisus says, Afilu, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you only chayev b'gneiva v'aveda not once. We mentioned before Rashi is chayev. Rashi also, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you chayev b'onsen. Because Rashi also mashkin is a psagvius hachoyf. Goes by n'yer not mesalik b'zuzi. Tais was told the whole Rabbi Yitzchok, afilu shaloi b'shas halvo, is a yoni yashay mesocha. L'choshim ela kishay mesocha. Alma leichoshid kishaloi legavli. So we see, not the way Rashi says, that a mashkin is like a gvir ready, it's govoy, and so the mail of a binen as you don't have to pay, because the choyv was paid up already. No, it's not true. Because you only have shame masocha, so it's not govoy. Now, if it's not govoy, so why are you ashamed? So what's the shame masocha? The gather of a shame masocha is that I'm watching yenem zach. I'm getting paid, so memele, so the payment is machayiv mi a shmiya shmira mula to be a shame masocha. It's called gneiva v'aveide. Alma lechoshim kesholei legamri, because he's not chayiv v'omzim. Im kein meize tam nechshav kishay masoch. Im loy mishum de nene de konile liknes boy esa isha de karkois oi bechalipe. Im kein bishar salvos in de yochel a kadush boy esa isha. So it seems that Tosfos is saying as follows. Tosfos is saying that the malve shaloi bishar salva acquires certain kinyonim in the mashkin. That means not that the mashkin is completely his. It can't be like that. The mashkin is not completely his. Because it'll be completely his, so past the shema on my thing. It's yenim's. So the mashkins, afilu a mashkin shaloi bishas halva, belongs still to the leiver. And I'm ashamed on it. But I acquire certain schusim in this mashkin. The schusim are, I can use this mashkin to make a maisa kinyan, I can be koina nisha, can be koina kalke, it's mine for kinyonim, to make kinyonim. Can make chalipin with it. Could be it's not mine lishtamish boy, but it's mine for kinyonim. I can make kinyonim with it. So memele, for this schus that I acquire in his mashkin, that means a mashkin shalei b'shas alvo, I'm acquiring certain schusim in this mashkin, which I did not possess before. I'm acquiring something now by a mashkin shalei b'shas alvo. What I'm acquiring is, with this mashkin, I can now make kinyonim, kinyin kesef, to be kind of nisha, to be kind of karke, to make a kinyan chalipin, which you need a keli. So for kinyonim, for maise kinyonim, this, I acquired a schus in this mashkin. And that is why for this schus that I acquired, even though the mashkin besides kinyonim is his, perhaps for shimush it is, but for kinyonim it is mine. So memele, and that is why I'm a shema socha. So it seems I only acquire the kinyonim shaloi b'shasavu, because I'm only a shema socha shaloi b'shasavu. B'shasavu, I'm not even a shema socha. So al kocha in the shema socha, I become to the schusim I acquire in the mashkin shaloi b'shasavu. So it seems that the schusim are only acquired shaloi b'shasavu, kitcha b'mashkin b'acherim, mikudeshes. So that's only a mashkin shaloi b'shasavu. Then I acquire this schus in the mashkin that it's shaloi liknais al yodai. Dekoni lei liknais boy. It's mine for kinyonim. That means there are many shimushim. We're talking about a mashkin, we're talking about a blanket, we're talking about a pillow that he's returning each night. So al kaponim, a pillow, you can sleep on the pillow. There's a lot of things you do with a pillow. Al kaponim, for sleeping on, it's not mine. But I have a schus to make a kinyan with it. If I make a kinyan with it, Rabid, you won't have what to sleep on. I got news for you. Because I gave it over to Tanisha to be kind to her. Now I go and let him sleep on it. So he gives me a yashakoich, lachoti yitzudoke. That means you had a schus to be mekadish anishe, and you said, wait, I'll give you a ring instead, and I'll give back the pillow to the loive. Ah, this is about tzudoke. Lachoti yitzudoke, and then I'll give you a broch, and it's not ribis dvorim, like Tosfos says. So al koponim, that is what I possess. I possess its shaloi liknois al yodoi. That's it. More than that, not. For other shimushim, not. But al koponim, to make a maise kinyan, that it's called lecho. That is called yours for this. So memela, so that what the Gemara says in Kedushin, kitcha b'mashkin da'achayim. The Kodeshes means only Bishas, Shaloi Bishas Havo, because then he's a Shem Asachel, and the Shem Asachel is only because I now acquired a Schus in this Mashkin. So for that, I'm a Shem on the rest of the Mashkin. Havo Bishas Havo, I'm not even a Shem Asachel. Now if the whole Shem Asachel is, because I acquired a schus lases boy kinyoni liknais al yodoi. So if this schus is applicable b'shas avo also, so why am I not a shem besocha b'shas avo also? Is a raya that the schus only acquires this shaloi b'shas avo. So Memeil, so that's his only a Shem Masochah, Shaloi Bishas Alvo. So the Moses Kitcha B'mashkin Nechem HaKadosh just means a Mashkin Shaloi Bishas Alvo. This is Shita Sotais. And Kem Shabbos Alvo, Sein Yochel HaKadosh Boy Esa Isha. I'd like to give a Shtikal HaKidome for the next Sugye, because they Machloikes between the Yireim and the Eir Zerua, the Eitz B'Gzanis Machloikis, by the Indian of Shvius. The Yireim says, V'chayv Sha'avar Olav Shvius. Shvius passed by. Einai Rashoi Loive La'akvai. The loive is not permitted to hold the money, ella al pi malve. Only he can hold the money, only al pi malve. Shekozman shaloi ishmitoi malve, chayev lefoya. That means, that after shmitah, the loive owes the money. He owes it just like before. No, there's a mitzvah on the malva to be same shamut ani, that he shouldn't have to pay. Aloive yasmin malva ledin sheyashmit loy chayvoy kasher tzivo hayetzer. The Bainshom said you should be mishamut achay. Means Kozman, you're not mishamut. Things are the same. Agavucha d'achaynim say he's not permitted to be noigus. That closer the leigais. It's a chayv, he owes you the money, you're not allowed to be nagis, and he owes you the money, but there's a mitzvah now you to say mishamat ani, then you don't have to pay the chayv. If he doesn't want the same mishamat ani, so I shlep him to Bezen, Bezen will force you to do the mitzvah. U'bezen yechayv l'malva loymer mishamat ani. Kasher tzivu chachamim, because I'm the same shviyiz, masin the lab ha-shaloyach. Hamar ze chayv lechaveri b'shviyis tzor sheyayme mishamatani. Ve'im oma afal pikein, that means after you said the mishamatani, and the loiva will say afal pikein, yekabu mimetan, well, listen, I said, you say afal pikein, so it's the zange benched, and then he takes the money. Takes the money. Yeah. By all mitzvahs, bezen is koife, koife nala mitzvahs. Lulav shani naito, Sukkah Shani Yoishev. So Bezen will force him to do the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be Meshamet. But Kozman is not Meshamet. And the Erzahua brings down this Yireyim. Erzahua, Evi Divra Yireyim, Vekosav Olav, Voloi Nehirem, Asher Kosav, Shein Yochel, Lochel, Yochel, La'akev, Ela Alpi Malve, Atshe Yoyim Meshametani. Elo afilu hu toivoi bebezn lefroya va'oimer eini mishamet. That means, according to Yireyim, if he says, listen, I'm not from, I want the money. And so according to Yireyim, he owes him the money, take him. Lo yachush haloiva al devorov neshateire hishmitosoi. He said, the Teire was mishamet the choiv. The Teire said that, a choiv that, that Shmita pays by, then you don't have to pay. Don't have to pay. Other than Menchus Chinuch says, if the Malva will take it, the Malva is a Gazla. That's according to the Erzeruah.